Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this Sunday morning. I'm glad to welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. As we continue to relaunch all of our ministries, you know that we're almost back to normal when we have an acolyte light the candle. So our ushers and head ushers don't have to do that necessarily anymore. They were trained, and the person that just lit them volunteered for her first time ever. I told her no one was watching, right? Right, so welcome to the house of the Lord. We're glad you are here or connected in. We welcome members and friends of Corey and Jocelyn this morning as they're here for the sacrament of baptism, and they're all ready. Evie looks like it, so welcome to you all. Direct your attention to the prayer concerns on the back of your bulletin. The flower arrangement on the altar is from yesterday's memorial service in memory of David Leitner, who passed away on Tuesday at the age of 87. So continue to be in prayer for Nancy and family. And you can see, or hopefully you got the word so far, that Dwayne Hayes unexpectedly died at his home on Thursday morning at the age of 76. So please be praying for Linda and the rest of their family members. And visitation will be here in the chapel tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then the celebration of life service will be held here in the sanctuary on Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m. And following that service, there will be a light meal served. And if anyone can help provide a salad for that, please contact the church office. Either leave a message today or an email or call by noon tomorrow, because then the volunteers can take care of ordering other salads. So please keep those two families in your prayers. Jack Spotts fell at his home last Sunday. He broke a hip. He started to have a hip surgery on Tuesday, and they could not continue because of blood pressure issues. So they gave him some extra treatment, and they rescheduled that surgery for Thursday morning. And that surgery went very well, and he is recovering slowly. He's still hospitalized, but could be released either this afternoon or tomorrow to Roop Rehab at Fairlawn. Mert Kinsman has been hospitalized all week in the ICU unit at Fulton County due to COVID-19. It's been fairly serious for him and the family. His wife Sue and son Rod were able to visit with him yesterday for the first time all week, and that gave him some great encouragement, and they were able to spend time with him and pray for him. So please continue to pray for Mert and for Sue. And also, you can see that Carol DeFreeze had a pacemaker installed, so please be praying for her next 2 weeks as her body gets used to that new piece of equipment. Because of the service on Tuesday afternoon, the community meal has been switched to St. Martin's Lutheran Church. They were scheduled to provide the meal this week, so it worked out that with our numbers and starting back up, that they are hosting, so we're very grateful for that.
Good morning. I'll be reading from 1 Peter 1, 3 through 7, which is found on page 1200 in the Pew Bibles. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Let's pray. O Lord, We come before you this morning with praise and thanksgiving. Open our minds to what you have to teach us. Open our hearts to your love and enable us to love you in a new and more profound way. Open our souls to the joy that can only be found in you. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. As Peter wrote in his first letter, it is indeed true that we can suffer grief in all kinds of trials in our daily lives. And we must remember that these trials we face are all for the proving of our faith. With genuine faith in Jesus Christ, rejoicing in the promise of salvation, may our worship this morning result in the praise, glory, and honor of Christ our Lord, as we await his second coming.
Please rise if you are able and let us sing our hymn of praise. It is, I Know Whom I Have Believed, and it is page number 409 in the red hymnals.
Thank you.
In our reading from Romans chapter 9 and 10, Paul quotes some Old Testament passages, and he refers to stumbling stones. So this represents a stumbling stone or something that we might trip over. And of course, that is an image from Scripture, and there are many different things that we might actually trip over in life. That can be our perceptions of who God really is. It can be our perceptions of other people. It can be our efforts to be faithful before the Lord, either by faith or thinking that all of the good works that we do will get us into a, quote, a right relationship. It can be our erroneous comparisons between ourselves and other Christians, or maybe as a church to other churches. And there can be many stumbling stones in our life that we might just call distractions, things that take our thoughts and our motives away from the Word of God and how we should live as Christians. So that's going to be part of the basis of the sermon, and I want to be praying about some of those stumbling blocks. But as I sang 409, I know whom I have believed for the second time, St. John's in this week has experienced the truth and the reality of the words of the fourth verse. And I don't always pay attention to the words when I'm singing them, so I like to read them, and I share them with you once again. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. If you've known the families of David Leitner and Dwayne Hayes, they died in different circumstances. And we don't know when we're going to die, and we don't know when where we'll be when the Lord comes back. And so we have faith. We have faith. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord, everlasting God, I thank you. May we all thank you for this time of worship, to draw from the richness of your holy word, to draw from the meaning of the songs and the hymns that we hear and sing, to draw encouragement from one another, to fellowship with you through the presence of your Spirit, and to fellowship with one another. Lord, we thank you for the amazing grace that we receive through Jesus Christ as we trust and believe in him as your Son, as our Lord, through the power of his resurrection. Lord, we know that we live in a world where there are many stumbling stones, many things in life that can trip us up, that can derail us, can derail our minds and our thoughts of faith. Lord, in this time, we pray for your forgiveness. Lord, help us to be aware of what can trip each of us up. And through the power of your strength, help us to remove those stumbling blocks, that our path will be clear, that we will worship you and we will seek your righteousness. We will be your people. We will praise you and we will worship you, and we will share and spread the gospel, the good news of the righteousness we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, when we have perceptions of others, when we might be envious of other Christians or judgmental of Christians or non-Christians, believers and non-believers, Lord, refocus our hearts that we would not be distracted by worldly thoughts, but we would be filled with the righteousness of your holy word. Lord, in our time of worship this day, we are mindful of those that we have great concern for Nancy Leitner and her family, and for Linda Hayes and her family. Upon the death of their husbands, of fathers and grandfathers, of uncles and relatives and friends, Lord, we thank you that these two, David and Dwayne, were firm believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They confessed him as their Lord, and they believed in their hearts. So their families are at peace, and yet their families continue to grieve for that loss, that separation that happens when someone so loved dies. Lord, may your Spirit fill that void in their hearts. May we continue to pray for them and encourage them and visit with them to know, to let them know that they are loved and they are cared for. Lord, we pray for Mert and for Sue. We pray for Jack. We pray for Carol. Lord, may they all know of your peace, of your strength, of your restoration. We continue to pray for Bryce and for Jody, that as they persevere through these times in their lives, Lord, may they know of your great love. Lord, in our prayer this morning, in our time of worship, we pray for unity. We pray for knowledge of Christ. We pray for his sustaining hand in our lives. And we pray his words as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite our children to come forward for the children's message. You can have a seat on the steps. See, if you sit in the front row, it's a really quick walk to the steps for the children's message. Have a seat wherever you want on the steps. And parents, remember, we are a congregation that love our children no matter where they might move or what they might say during children's messages. It is a blessing to have you all here, so welcome. Have any of you ever seen or read this book about unicorns?
No.
I hadn't either, okay, but I read about it, and so I went to the library and got it this week. And it is a very funny story. And this blue character, I had to read the whole story to figure out he's a goat. All right, so the blue guy is a goat. And the goat is feeling pretty good about himself. He wants to go to school, and so he rides his bike. But then he comes across a unicorn, and the unicorn actually flies to school. And the goat gets a little envious of the unicorn. Well, the goat thought he was a pretty good baker, and so he baked some marshmallow squares to share with his friends, and he thought they were pretty good. But then, the unicorn rained down cupcakes from the sky, and the goat was kind of envious. The goat was envious of the unicorn one more time. And the goat started to not like the unicorn. And then one day, the unicorn made something and brought something to share with the class, and it was a sandwich of goat cheese. Oh, goat cheese is excellent. But goat cheese, and suddenly, the goat learned that he can make cheese because he was a goat. You can explain all the other details later, okay? It's just a story. And the goat started to feel pretty good about himself. And the unicorn started to become friends with the goat. And the goat wasn't envious of his friend, but they started to play together. Instead of the goat feeling envy of what the unicorn could do so much better than the goat, they found out what they could do in common. And they liked to play soccer, okay? There was a problem with the unicorn. When he tried to headbutt the soccer ball, all his sharp horn did was puncture the ball. But the goat had horns that could really pass the ball to others. And so they worked together to learn how to play soccer, and they became friends. So if you ever want to check this out, it'll be at the library sometime tomorrow, okay? And in our parable from Matthew chapter 20, it's talking about how some workers are envious of others. Sometimes we can think others are more important, or maybe someone has a better toy and we want that toy. But God wants us not to be envious. God wants us to love ourselves and love one another as we love God. You want to look at that? There you go. Just make sure I get that back before you leave. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the lessons of Scripture that teach us how we should love you and how we should love one another. Lord, help us not to be envious, but to help us love our friends. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats. Remember, we are children friendly. Don't be anxious about anything, okay? In our worship of God today, we have the wonderful blessing of witnessing the baptism of a child of God. So I invite Corey and Jocelyn to bring their daughter Evelyn forward to be baptized with Evie's big sister Allie. Coming forward with them are Evie's grandparents, Colin, Corey's twin brother, in case you didn't know that or could figure that out, and Tara, Jocelyn's cousin. These two were also best man and maid of honor at their wedding. So did you remember that? Okay, so they're working together as godparents for Evelyn. The sacrament of baptism is a time of special celebration in the life and ministry of the Christian church. The sacrament of baptism is an outward and a very visible sign of the grace of God in our lives. Inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children, as shared in Acts 3:39, baptism with water and the Holy Spirit symbolizes the acceptance into the care of Christ's church. It is the sign of their participation in God's forgiveness and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. The faith into which Evelyn is to be baptized is set forth in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which can be found on the inside back cover of the red hymnal. If you're not familiar with that, do you want copies? Confirmation's been a long time away.
As much as you pushed on us, we better remember.
Well, as much as I pushed that on you, I tell you. Let us affirm our faith together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Corey and Jocelyn have chosen words of Scripture from Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10, as a passage of Scripture which reflects their awareness of the blessing that the Lord has given them in the precious life of Evelyn. And the verses also speak to their hopes for her future. Hear this word from Ephesians 2. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Adam Swisher, one of the in-law cousins of the Walker clan, will now sing None But Jesus.
In the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. When you call, I won't refuse. Day again I'll choose. is no one else for me. None but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise in the chaos, in confusion. I know you're sovereign still. In the moment of my weakness, you give me grace to do your will. When you call, I won't delay. This my song through all my days. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise, and all my delight is in you, Lord. All my hope, all my strength, and all my delight is in you, Lord, forevermore. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
I ask you, as parents of Evelyn, is it your desire that your daughter be baptized into this faith as we have proclaimed it? If so, answer, it is. Do you promise, with God's help, by your life and teaching, to lead Evelyn toward an understanding of the Christian gospel into the service of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you endeavor, God being your helper, to guide and instruct Evelyn, that she may be led to the confession of Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, to confirmation and the responsible membership in Christ's church, and to communion at the Lord's table? If so, answer, we will. Thank you. Members and friends of St. John's Christian Church, I commend to your love Evelyn Leanne Walker, whom we welcome into the family of God in this place. Do you, who witness and celebrate this sacrament, promise your love, support, and care to her as she is about to be baptized. As Evelyn lives and grows in Christ, will you support Corey and Jocelyn in their efforts to guide her in the way of the gospel and to faithful service in Christ's church? If so, please offer your assent through sharing the words of the congregational pledge as printed in the bulletin. You are baptizing your daughter, Evelyn, to the powerful and loving providence of God. We pledge to share in the Christian nurture of Evelyn, and we will support, by our example and love, your efforts to provide a loving and caring home where trust in God grows and Christ's way is chosen. Our prayers will be with you and for you. May our shared life and witness help make your task both joyful and fruitful to the glory of Almighty God. Amen. See how this goes. You ready? Evelyn Leanne Walker, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep you all your days, that you so may live this life in this world, that in the world to come you have everlasting life. Amen. I forgot to have our administrative assistant type up the baptism certificate.
We'll see if we can get that done on Monday.
But that might happen tomorrow.
We'll see if we can get that done on Monday.
Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for the wonder and delight of little children. We thank you for the sacrament of baptism. And Lord, we continue to pray your blessing upon this family, not only as they nurture Evelyn, but also as they continue to nurture Allie, these two little girls. Lord, we thank you for their love of you, and we thank you for their extended family and their friends, that we just pray your blessing upon them, both as parents and godparents. May they always show Evie the gratitude for life that you have given by loving and caring for her as your precious child. In Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated.